Well, this is good, and you're not going to get this story anywhere but right here on News Talk 760 WJR. You maybe recall the story in the last few days. There was a story about people out there trying to raise money, and they said they were raising money to buy a luxury a luxury condo for former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. Well, there's got to be more to the story. In fact, we have the rest of the story from the horse's mouth. Well, from the former mayor's mouth, because he called our own Lloyd Jackson here with the former mayor's side of the story. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, that story out there online that former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and his wife started a donation drive to buy an $800,000 home in Florida while still owing restitution to Detroit in the ballpark of about $2 million. Well, the story reported that on the PlumFund.com site, it was a page that looks like it was started by Kilpatrick's new wife, Letitia, that announced the arrival of their son, King, and a wish list that had a general gift of $8,000 and $800,000 for a condo in Florida. Well, after hearing about the story, Kwame gave me a call yesterday to set the record straight.
That was a fund that was set up strictly for baby shower gifts. That's all that was. And there is no site. There is no effort. There's no movement. There's no campaign to raise money for a house. My wife also, though, and me, we have a vision board. And part of it was a home for our family. But, you know, we're going to make sure that that vision comes to pass for sure. But it's in God's time. And that's all it is. So I don't know how those two things came together, but we're going to fix that, and hopefully the message gets out and so people don't have fodder for Kwame Kilpatrick on this kind of nonsense.
Now, I asked Kwame, did he think it was some sort of setup to embarrass his family?
Well, I don't know. We've had several glitches from social media accounts to different things, and people, we just had someone who said he was me, and he was raising money from people, asking people for money. I don't know if you saw my account. I had to post something to say, hey, don't send any money to this person. That's not me. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to go that far because I don't want to invite more problems. But, you know, hopefully it's a 1 minute story. We can get on with me being out of the business matters and affairs of the city of Detroit and the conversation for what, you know.
And Kwame says he knows he still owes restitution to the city of Detroit. When he got out of prison, he owed $4.7 million. He says now it's about $1.5 million, and he makes his payments on time every month.
Restitution, it'll be paid, and I believe that soon it will be gone because that to continue to permeate in the city of Detroit, it's just not good. And, you know, I don't want to open up the whole thing, but, you know, it's just time for people to move forward. And we're moving forward. And I think most people in the city have. And so please don't allow one wrong story with wrong information to stop that movement.
Paul W.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It is. Actually, what's really fascinating is he said that the amount he owed to Detroit was $4.7 million when he got out of prison, and now that's down to $1.5 million. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, that's the million. That's the million.
Multi-million dollar question.
You know, I mean, I know he has his ministry, and I know he has a book, and he sells books a lot, but that's a lot of books if it down from 4.7 to 1.5. So
that's a lot of books, and let's face it, I'm not defending him by any stretch, but he has to live as well. So whatever money he makes, he has to pay for, I would presume, a mortgage, unless someone bought him a house, and pay for, you know, he's got a child, another child now, a new wife.
I believe he lives with his mom, Carolyn Cheeks, because she has a nice home in Atlanta. I think that's where he is.
Okay. So. Any other, probably no other interest that he expressed to you, and I think it's cool that he called you direct, Lloyd.
When he saw it, he was like, Lloyd, I need to talk to you. What do we need to do? He said, can I talk to you? I said, absolutely, you can.
And it's got to be kind of something to, I mean, look at your phone, and I assume you had a number in there, maybe, because you've always had to deal with him as a newsman, but to look at it and go, Kwame Kilpatrick's calling me?
That's exactly what came up on my phone.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Well, that's interesting. So what else did you get from him, or what was your overall sense? He certainly sounds relaxed and at peace with himself.
He says he's abundantly happy right now, you know, with his family, with his, new son. He says he sees his other sons quite frequently. They're doing very well. And he says right now life is great. And he says he just wants to, he wants Detroit to move forward. He's doing what he needs to do to help that happen. And he says right now life is good for him right now.
Is the whole family in Atlanta now?
I know his mom and his dad, I believe, are there, and he's there. I think the Carlita and the other children are somewhere else, and I think the boys, they've graduated from college, the older boys, the
twins.
Are you kidding me? Oh yeah, they've graduated from college. I think one is like a teacher in Florida, another one is doing something else, and then the youngest son, Jonas, he has just entered college. So, and I remember when he was born, when the mayor became the mayor, I remember going to the press conference at the hospital where Carlita was holding the baby in her, the youngest one in her arms. And now he's in college.
That is, well, that's an indication of just how old you are now, my friend. But well, no, seriously.
And you too, Paul.
Yeah, I know. I'm right behind you. I'm right on top of that. Believe me, I get reminders of that every day. But it's astounding. That's why I say make each and every day count. Each day is a gift because they're zipping by. Look, we're at the end of June today. July starts tomorrow. How did that happen?
I'm telling you, it'll be winter before
Oh, boy. Now you're starting to sound like Steve Courtney. Ooh, 4th of July, summer's over. What? All right, Lloyd, have a good 4th. Have fun. Thank you, sir. Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst at 7:44.